Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio show,
yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio show.
Radio show.
Hello, this is Reverend Dr. G. Wright, and you're watching the Heart of Love Radio Show. I hope you guys are doing well today. Oh, man, I'm seeing they're doing some different things with this thing. Oh, man. I hope everyone is doing well. And I am going to live. Let me try to change this. But I hope everyone is doing well. This is the Heart Love Radio Show. I'm coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. It's good to be here. I'm Reverend Dr. G. Wright, and this is the Heart Love Radio Show. Before I go into the message, tonight's message, I'm going to play a song, and I hope you guys like it. I hope it touches you. Before I go into the message, tonight's message, I'm play a song out. This song, I'm on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, and Instagram. So this song I'm going to play for you guys, and I hope it's, I'm going to see which one I'm going to play next. I would play that one, but I'm play this one. What's going on, Aunt Virginia? Got my Aunt Virginia on. What's going on, Aunt Virginia? Can't wait to see you. I love you. So tonight I'm trying to think about which song I'm going to play first for you guys tonight before I get into the message. And I'll play a song. Have you been in this place where you feel like, I've got to trust in you? I'm going to trust in you. Name of the song is I'm Trusting You. Hope you guys like the song. Not this song. I would do that.
When I think about all you brought me through,
I'll trust in you.
I'll trust in you.
Thank you, aunt. One of my aunts said, sing that song, Nephew, with your Luther sound itself. Thank you so much, Auntie. Hey, Crystal, sing. You know, thank God for this opportunity to be here with you guys tonight. You know, guys, tonight's message is entitled, You Can Change Your Narrative. And this is a message I'm revisiting. I believe this is a message that we all need to understand. That if you're unhappy, if you're sad, what can you do within your power? What God has given you, with everything God has given you, what can you do to make the necessary changes in your life? What can you do? You know, you can change your narrative. If you get off track and you need to get back on track, guess what? You have the opportunity to go and get back on track. How can you change your narrative? Tonight I'm telling you that you can change your narrative. You know, I pray that the Lord will bless this opportunity, this message, this discussion tonight. And I pray that you will be encouraged tonight by something that's said. You know, I love that song. Listen, guys, that song was part of a CD. I want to tell you, it is available on iTunes. Just look for G Wright. So tonight's message, You Can Change Your Narrative. Good evening. God bless you, Got Dr. T came into the house. What's up, Dr. T? Came through. You can change your narrative. How many of us are sitting in places where we're like, either sitting and saying, Lord, I never thought I would be at this place right now where I am in my life. Guess what? You're changing your narrative. God's giving you the strength and the peace to know that you can change your narrative. You can change your narrative. You know, there are some things, listen, just because some things have been does not mean that they have to always be. You can change your narrative. Your narrative. You know, and honestly, this change your narrative is not about changing. You know, you might be praying, Lord, I pray you change this person over here and you change the person. No, God changed you. You can change your narrative. You know, you can change your life. You can change your thinking. You might be saying, what is a narrative? A narrative is the way you tell or write your story. How many of you guys remember that scripture says, power, life, and death? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, what you speak, sometimes we speak things and we say, how come my life changed? How come? What have you been speaking? Whether you're speaking positive things, are you speaking negative things? What are you focusing on? What is your source? What is your focus? Where's your heart? You can change your nature. You know, there's some things that we cannot change. Guys, there are things that we can do because God has given us free will. There are things that we can do. If you want to improve yourself, if you want to prove things, guess what you can do? You can go to the gym. You can work out. You can change the way you eat. You can change what you're doing. You can change your physical activities. Guess what? You can change your life. You can change your thinking. You know, if you go to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, right? Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. I want just to say I appreciate those guys. Those of you guys that come through this spread love, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I hope something said again will encourage you. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 says, For he is the kind of man who is always thinking about the cost. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. Is that the right one? Okay. What do you say or believe about yourself when you are alone by yourself? You know, are we always thinking about the cost? You know, what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? What are you doing? You know, where's your mind? Where's your mind? I think I'm off on that one just a little bit. But, you know, what is the narrative? So guess what, guys? Your faith walk is based upon your narrative. I know people who have moved, people who are moving, people who are stepping out and doing. There's some people who are on here right now. I've seen you move into different things, doing things that you thought, I would never do this, changing things. It might seem like your direction is changing. Guess what? Yes, your narrative. You know, I want something different. You know, so you start doing things. You start looking for something different. Then you go in that direction. Guess what? That's your narrative. That's your story. You can change your life all by the things that come out of your mouth. You can change your life all by things that come out of your mouth. What are you saying about what you're going through? Are you saying that greater is he who lives within you than he who lives in the world? Are you saying that I'm going to get through this? Or are you saying this is the worst thing and I'm never going to change? When you get to the point you say you're never going to change, guys, you can never change because you've already spoken that. I can never, ever change. Again, what do you say or believe about yourself when you are alone by yourself? What do you say? What do you say about yourself? How do you think about yourself when you're going through some of these things? What do you say? You know, whatever you say, you got to make that thing personal, personal. Make it personal. If you say, I'm believing I'm going to get to this point by this point in time, make it personal. You're saying, like, I remember one time I packed my car up and I just got in the car and I just drove. And I literally had $50, enough for gas to get down to Atlanta. And I was believing God, and I just trusted God. I don't know about you, but when I was younger, you know, if God put it on my heart and I prayed about it and I believed it, I went ahead and I did it. You know, you can change your narrative. Stop complaining about your life and do the things that you can do. Because there's some things that you can do. And guess what? I believe that when you take that one step, guess what? God takes that next step. But we have to be willing to step out. When God tells us to step out, it's not about just stepping out. But prayer, praying, keeping our first, saying, Lord, which direction would you want me to go in? And then believe it. You know, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it says this. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Make that thing personal to yourself. I, Reverend Dr. Gregory Wright, or I.G. Wright, or I. Gregory, can do everything through him who gives me strength. Wherever you are tonight, wherever you are, when you're looking at this, whether you're on blog, listen to this on Blog Talk Radio or on IG or Facebook Live, say to yourself, I can do everything through Christ or through him who gives me strength. This is NIV version. I can do all things. And when you get to do it, when you start living like that, when you start talking like that, when you start believing like that, when you start acting like that, listen, God will move on your behalf in your life. You got to believe that tonight. You've got to believe that God can move for you and in your life when you say that. You know, and you got to say, I can. I can. I can. Because guess what? God will give you the strength. So you can change your narrative. You got to change your thinking. You got to change your thinking. You know, if you feel you can't get over the hump, you cannot get over the hump, guess what? You will never get over the hump. You got to get rid of that stinking thinking, that stinky thinking. Get rid of that stinky thinking. You know, those negative thoughts. Because you're trying to move forward. You're trying to do what God's called you to do. But if you hold on to those things, it's harder to move forward. So you've got to change your thinking. How? You have to replace the negative with positive thoughts. You got to change your mind. You have to think of those things which are good. You know, you got to do those things. How many guys deal with this? How many guys feel like that there are times where you have to replace the negative thoughts with positive thoughts in your life when you're trying to move forward, when you're trying to do what God has called you to do? You know, someone's going to always remind you of something that you don't want to hear. But you've got to know that God, if any man be in Christ, he is what? New creature or new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You've got to be willing to believe that. You've got to be willing to believe that. See, without change, there can be no change. So sometimes we're praying, we're asking for change, but we're not willing to do something that is different. You know, Lord, help us to do what you've called us to do. Lord, help us to move forward. Help us to strive to do what you have called us to do. You know, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. See, we got to renew our mind. We got to renew our thoughts and the way we're thinking, the way we're doing things. We have to be willing to change our minds. Renew our minds daily. Lord, help me to do what you called me to do. Help me. What you believe about yourself will be evident in your life at some point in time. You know, I was talking to someone about their light, and they're talking about how sometimes people talk about their light is too bright. So the person was telling me, you know, one of my friends was telling me, you know, sometimes she brings it in. She brings it in. But sometimes, guys, your light is going to be your light. And sometimes people are intimidated because of your faith in God, because your faith in what God has given you, your ability to do what he's called you to do. And sometimes people have an issue with that. But see, what you believe about yourself will be evident in your life at some point in time. If you believe I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, guess what? You're going to believe that you can do what you put your mind to do. If it's the Lord's will, it will open up and be fruitful for you. And then, you know, there are some people who are adventurous, who are willing to say, you know what, I'm trusting, I'm believing, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Let me go ahead and do this thing. You know, so there's different ways of looking at it, you know. There's different ways of looking at it. But how you think about yourself, you know, be that light. Be that light wherever you are. Be that encourager. Be that person that can help change someone's life, encourage someone's life. Be that person. Be that individual. Be yourself. Tonight we're talking about you can change your narrative. You don't have to be defeated. But if you keep on saying, I'm going to be defeated, I am defeated, then guess what you're going to get? I'm defeated. Then we get upset. We look at other people and we see that this person is experiencing victory. Well, what are they doing? What are they saying? And this is about us renewing our minds daily. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. How many of you guys really have a passion for the Lord to really just help, really just work in your life? Where you're saying, Lord, I'm believing you. I'm trusting you. I'm going to encourage us tonight to watch our focus. Watch our focus. Watch our focus on what we are saying and then what we're doing. So first point tonight, you can change your life. You can change. Point two, change your thinking. Point three, change your speech. You know, guys, you know, God, I believe, is working on all of us in this season. And I thought about, like, well, I was going to say with this, but going back to that whole thing, now life and death is in the power of the tongue. What you speak, what are you speaking over your life? What's coming off your lips? So I want to tell you something. Sometimes we say things, guys, and we say things and you know, and I got to tell you this, sometimes we can't take those things out. You know, sometimes once we say what we say, it's done. We can't take those things back. It's done. We can ask forgiveness, Lord. Help me, Lord, forgive me. Help me to do better. Change your speech. In James chapter 3, verse 5, it says this. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. Verse 6, the tongue is also as a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. What we speak, what comes out of our mouths, we've got to really do better. We got to do better what we say. We got to be better what we're speaking on ourselves, what we're speaking over other people. Well, that person will never change. Excuse me? Well, yeah, we pray, Lord, please change me. But you said a person can never change. Well, I'm a changed person, but you just done said that person can never change. So we got to be careful about what we say. That small little muscle can create lifelong issues. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Lifelong issues. How come I can't? Well, you said you can't. What are you speaking out of your mouth? What's rolling off your tongue? So guys, we have to really, really honestly think. We have to honestly think. You know, alkaline system. But, you know, in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it says, the tongue has life. Yeah, Proverbs 18, 21, the tongue has the power of life and death. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Yeah, and Tamisha says, sometimes our words cut deep. Yeah, that's true, Tamisha. That's true. I remember having this conversation with my mother, and she was telling me some things, and I was talking with her because my mother could be very direct. And really, honestly, if you get to know me, I'm pretty direct myself, you know. And I said, Mom, why would you say it like that? And she like, sometimes, she said, you can, sometimes you can put honey on it, and sometimes, she didn't say honey, but she's like, sometimes you just, people don't get it when you tell them. Sometimes you have to tell it to them raw. Sometimes you have to tell it to them raw so they can understand. You know, what you speak, and it's speaking the truth in love. Speaking the truth in love, not to hurt, but because you love, you care about that person. Speaking the truth in love. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So there's some things you're praying about in this direction, about your life and which direction you should go in the season. I just want to encourage us all to stay in a state of prayer, that we're willing to change the way we think by renewing our minds daily, you know, by us understanding what are we thinking on. Are we thinking on the goodness of the Lord? Are we thinking on his mercy? Are we thinking on his word day and night, and being like that tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in this season, as in Psalm chapter 1. Are we doing that? Then that speech, what we speak, speaking the truth in love to ourselves and being honest with ourselves, with God. You know, Lord, help me in this season. Help me to do what you have called me to truth. Me to do. Help me, Lord. See, I want you to understand that something, that God's not mocked, right? Whatever man soweth, what he reaps, right? You sow it, you reap it. You know, you sow it, you reap it. And part of, you know, NIV, this Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Listen, God's not mocked. You know, what are you speaking out of your mouth? Sometimes, guys, we're reaping the things that come out of our mouths. We're reaping those things that we've spoken the season before. And sometimes God is gracious enough to walk us through some of these things, right? To walk us through some of these things that I might be struggling with, these things that we might be saying. Because sometimes, you know, people start doing things and we start saying, we got to say. So we got to really, really think about what we are saying. Is what we are saying edifying? Is it propelling us forward? Or is what we're saying keeping us from moving forward? Sometimes we say, oh, Lord, I want to move forward. But we're speaking death over the very same things that God's trying to do in our lives. So how can we move forward? How can we be this man, this woman that God's called us to be if we're not speaking and changing our speech? Lord, help me to become more in alignment with your word and with the vision that you've given me for my life. Help me to become more in alignment with you, Lord, about my life. Good evening, Edward. You know, praise God, Terrell, Pastor T. Miss, I said, God, I called you Pastor T, Dr. T. You know, change your speech. So if you're coming through tonight I'm talking about you can change your narrative. First point, you can change your life. You can change. Second point, change your thinking. Third point, where we're talking about right now is change your speech. Change your speech. Sometimes it changes your speech. We have to ask ourselves, who are we listening to? Who are we connected to in this season? Who is speaking into our lives in this season? You know, I'm going to read something to you guys that someone had, I read this somewhere, and I'm going to share this with you. Let me go back to this. I'm going to share this with you. Yeah, someone sent this to me today. They said something like this: don't put up walls around opportunity because you're afraid it won't work out. It's okay to fail forward. The discomfort of having to shift and readjust is an important part of your growth. I read this somewhere. One of my friends sent this in a group message. Don't put up walls around opportunity because you are afraid it won't work out. The discomfort of having to shift and readjust is an important part of your growth. One thing I've always talked about and have always preached, if you've come through, is this whole concept about being uncomfortable. And sometimes, guys, when you are uncomfortable, you become comfortable being uncomfortable. But your faith is in God. So sometimes, guys, even in that uncomfortable ability, in that uncomfortable moment, we have to watch what we think. We have to watch what we say. Because, see, one of the things I'm learning to do is just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I might not understand it all, but thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you for the ups and for the downs. Thank you. Because in that time of being uncomfortable, you know, sometimes God will change you. He won't change the situation. Sometimes he will change the situation, but sometimes it's about you going through it. But even in that, you can change your narrative. I'm trusting in you, Lord. Even though I'm going through what I'm going through, even though I'm in this new place I don't understand, even though I'm experiencing things I've never experienced before, I will trust in you. And let me change my speech. I'm going to speak forth positive things. I'm going to speak forth the word of God. I'm going to speak the word of God over my life. I'm going to speak life and not speak death. And then, guys, you know, going back to the thing of who you are listening to. Who are you listening to? Who is constantly pouring into your life, and what are they pouring into your life? Sometimes, guys, people are pouring toxicity into your life, to our lives. So guess what? That toxicity gets into our spirit, into our soul. Remember, if you've been following along, I've said our minds are like that garden. Our mind is like that garden, right? Our minds are like gardens. What are you planting in that garden? You know, pull up the weeds. Pull out the weeds. Pull out those things that go against what God's trying to do in your life. What are you listening to? Because what you're listening to, you're going to eventually speak. You either speak like when the enemy comes and says some things like, no, this is what the Lord's saying. I might be feeling this way right now, but this is what the Lord is saying. I'm going to trust in the Lord. Get thee behind me, Satan. I'm not even focusing on that. I'm going to focus on what God has called me to do. And just worship the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Speak life. Speak life over yourself. Proverbs 24, chapter 24, verse 3 says, by wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. Verse 5, a wise man has great power, and a man of knowledge increases strength. For waging war, you need guidance, and for victory, many advisors. You know, guys, you need wisdom. What are you speaking? Do you understand the house that you're building? Do you understand what God is doing in your life? Do you understand? What are you saying? What are you speaking? I want you to think about, what are you saying to yourself when you are all alone? Are you saying, you know, I'm believing I'm going to get through this? Lord, help me. Lord, I am tired, but I'm going to believe and trust in you. How about getting to that point where you say, I trust in you. No matter what I go through, I'll trust. No matter what I think, I'll trust in you. You know, if you're here and you heard that song, my brother KP did the music for, and I did the lyrics and the vocal arrangements and everything. You know, I'll trust in you. We did that some years ago. Not some years ago. Whew, it's been like over 10 years ago probably. But I'll trust in you. How many of you guys are willing to say, you know, Lord, I trust in you? See, because you can change your narrative. You know, you can change your narrative. Just because things have always been does not mean that they always have to be. You know, I said when I was younger, I said, I want to go out and I want to experience the world. I don't want to just stay in D.C. And Lord's been good. I've traveled the world. I've traveled Europe several times. I've been to Japan several times. I've been to South America. Been to England. Now, there's some parts I haven't been, but I've been a lot of places. And still have a lot more places to go. In other words, I'm saying, guys, you can change your narrative. You can speak, Lord, I'm going to pray and I'm going to believe and believe for the opportunity to do what you call me, what I feel like you called me to do. I'm going to believe. Speak forth life over yourself. Speak life. Change what you do. If you want things to change, then change. Be that change agent. I see so many people always pointing, this person has this, that person has that. How about what do you have? Be thankful for what you have, and then be willing to do the work to get what you need to do the things that you would like to do. But you can change your narrative. Matthew 19:26. With man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God can do the impossible in your life? Do you believe that? In this season, guys, let us let go of some things. If we want to change, let us let go of the fear that keeps us from moving forward. And it's about, you can change your narrative. It's about you changing you, changing your narrative. It's not about changing my narrative. It's about you changing your own narrative. You know, change your patterns. You want to change something? Change the way you do things. Change the way you think. Change your routine a little bit. If you want something different, if you know what works, then do what works. Do what works. If you know it works for you, then do what works. Insanity, doing the exact same thing over and over and expecting a different result. You change your thinking, your thoughts affect your feelings, which affect your behavior. If you want to do something different, change the way you think. Because the way you think, when that negative thought comes up, you change it. You arrest it. You confront that thought. You confront that negative thought. Replace it with a positive thought. Because listen, if you don't, that negative thought will become a feeling. And then you're going to start doing things based off of that feeling. But what happens when you change your thought? Renewing your mind. Renewing your mind daily. Sometimes, guys, when you feel like I want to give up, I think about the hymn, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. And when you get to that point, you say, you know, I have decided. And I'm going to follow Jesus. I will follow him all the way. I'm going to follow Jesus. The world behind me. The cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back. no turning back. And we get to that point where we just say, Lord, I'm not going to turn back. So you can change your narrative. You can change your narrative. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And God will break the chains. He will break those things that the enemy has been trying to keep and hold over you in your life. God will. You just got to be willing to say, what? I will trust in you. Have your way in my life, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 says this, therefore, my brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Stand firm. Stand firm. You want to change what you want to change what you do? Stand firm. Stand firm on the word of God. Stand firm. Lord, have your way in my life. Let nothing move you. You know, guys, sometimes it might feel rough. And sometimes I feel it. Sometimes I do understand. Sometimes it is rough. But I think about those favorite scriptures, my favorite scriptures. But I want to tell you this. If you change what you do, if you change your patterns, you will see a difference. Whether positive or positively or negatively, you're going to see some results. If you change your patterns for the good, and you replace negative patterns with good patterns, guess what? You will see some results. Be open to hear God's voice, and be open to hear God speak to you, speak to your heart. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit, message of love to encourage me. You know, you can change your narrative. You can change your narrative. You can change your narrative. How many of you guys believe that? You can. And it's not about, Lord, you do this. What can you do? Are you willing to go on your knees and pray and travail until the Spirit of the Lord falls upon you, until God breaks some things? You take ownership of over the things that you can do and leave the rest to God. You can change your narrative. That's my first point on this point. My last point tonight. You can change your narrative. You take ownership over the things that you can do and leave the rest to God. Sometimes we're asking God to drop this thing out of the sky. And God said, do you trust and believe me? Do you trust and believe me? There's some things that you've got to do. We have our part to do. We have our part to do. You know, we have our part to do. You know, in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, 28. Listen, God will work that thing out for your good. Pray, speak, believe. Do be flexible to God's leading. See, we've got to be flexible. Sometimes that anxiety and that depression comes because sometimes we're fighting that thing that God is trying to do in our lives. We're fighting it. So then we become anxious. We become depressed sometimes. I'm going to encourage us to pray, speak, and believe. And be open. Be open to God's leading. Be flexible. Be flexible. Allow God to, you know, God might take you to point C, a different direction than you thought. Okay, God, I need to go this way. God, what you doing? I just missed my exit. You just stay and you just follow me. Be flexible. But you can change your narrative. I know, listen, there was a time, guys, really when one of my buddies was getting married, right? And I'd gone to the mountains to pray. And I was praying. I was like, Lord, okay, I was even saying, man, I wanted to be in the wedding too, right? So I was praying, I was in prayer and spending time with God, and I was praying, and God was like, no, you stay right here. Don't go anywhere yet. Don't get it. And I stayed at the cabin. I'm like, Lord, I'm about to miss this wedding. He's like, no, you're not. Just stay. So literally, I stayed probably about an hour later than I planned on staying. And not only stayed because God had put in my heart, and the Spirit of God was like, you need to stay. That soft voice saying, that calm voice saying, no, you need to stay. I've stayed, I prayed. Listen, got to the wedding. Listen, the wedding hadn't even started. The father had left, father bride had left the bride's wedding dress at the hotel, which was on the other side of town. He had to go back. Then one of the groomsmen had to leave. And it's like, I have a gig to go to. And they're like, Greg, are you the same size? Like, yeah. You know, he got literally took his tequila stuff off. And I could fit everything that the guy was the exact size. I was in the wedding. But I was obedient. That really did happen. I was obedient. Be flexible to God's leading. Sometimes God's no does not mean it's not going to happen. It just means not yet. This is not the season. It's like baking a cake. You take the cake out 45 minutes before you're supposed to take the cake out just because it smells good and you think it looks like it's done. Likewise, guys, in this life, sometimes we're going to hear no. Sometimes we're going to hear not yet. Sometimes it's going to appear that door is closed. And when God opens up that door, he'll open up that door. But we've got to be obedient in this whole thing as well. We have to be obedient to what God is saying to us. See, don't stand in your own way, your blessing from God. Don't stand in your way of your victory because you're not willing to move forward. Be willing to move forward. Be willing to say, Lord, have your way in my life. Be willing to say, I'm ready, Lord. See, you can change your narrative. What you speak, what you think, what you speak, all those things affect our feelings, and then we go out and we do some crazy stuff because of our thoughts. But what if we want to move forward and we want to do what God has called us to do? Then we've got to be willing to say, okay, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to trust you. Don't stand in your own way. Don't stand in your own way. You got the way. If you have some doubt, Lord, please forgive me for this doubt. If you have some fear, Lord, please forgive me for any fear. And I'm going to speak forth life. I'm going to speak forth peace. I'm going to speak forth that the joy of the Lord is my strength. You know, guys, I'm going to ask you guys to really keep me in your thoughts and your prayers. You know, God has been so good to me. God's been so good to me. But I want you guys to understand something, that with an increase comes more spiritual warfare. So even though there are things you're praying about, things you're praying, like you're praying, asking the Lord to do, guess what? Once that comes, there's more. We're still in the war. And my whole thing, guys, is this. You know, Lord, I want to do what you called me to do. So I pray that guys, that you will pray for me as I move forward into the work, even further into the work of the Lord and doing what God has called me to do. I pray that you will pray for me, with me, that I'll stand with you and you stand with me, that we'll pray that God's will be done in our lives. We can. You can. I can. We can change our narrative. Really by saying, yes, Lord. Have your way. I'm going to speak forth your word. I'm going to speak forth your truth. I'm going to speak forth the things you've spoken over my life, you've placed in my heart to do. And I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to do that. How many of you guys want to do what you feel like God has created you to do? Raise your hand. Raise your hand wherever you are. And just be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Lord, I'm going to trust you. Lord, I'm going to believe in you. Lord, I'm going to keep my faith in you. And then do it. Then do it. And this season, guys, I've been doing new things, experiencing new things. But also with those things come responsibilities. in those areas where God says, God, I need you to work on this in this area of your life. We just got to be willing to do that. Praise God. Teresa says, Lord, I will trust you. Yes, trust him, trust him, trust him, trust him, trust him. Trust the Lord for your life. And God will give you desires of your heart in due time. God will give you desires of your heart in due time. I just want to thank the Lord for all he's doing in my life. And I pray, God, that you will be open to doing what God wants to do in your life. You know, it's our Lord, have your way. Have your way in my life. I just say, guys, God bless you. I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. You know, and I pray that you will continue to pray for me, continue to pray for my ministry. And I just encourage you guys, you can change your narrative. You can change it. What are you speaking? Being open and letting God use you. Change your mind. Change your speech. What's coming out your mouth. And be willing to believe that you can change. Believe that your life can change. You can change your narrative. Keep God first. Pray and do what God has called you to do in your life. I just want to say God bless you. Be encouraged, and I look forward to seeing you guys on next Thursday. Thank you, Dr. T. God bless you. Appreciate those who came through. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you, Edward, and thank you, Tamisha. I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. Be encouraged. I'm encouraged, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Be encouraged. Have a good night. I'll see you guys again on Thursday from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, and I appreciate you. Blog Talk Radio, Instagram, what's going on? And Facebook Live. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you.